Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced an antitrust lawsuit it filed against Apple today, March 21st. The suit filed in federal court in New Jersey accuses Apple of violating antitrust laws by blocking rivals from accessing hardware and software features of its iPhone, among other breaches. This is the third time the DOJ has sued Apple for antitrust violations since 2010, but it is the first case accusing the iPhone maker of illegally maintaining its dominant position. In other Apple news, Meta, Microsoft X, and Match Group join Epic Games protest that Apple has failed to honor a court-ordered injunction governing payments in the App Store. The companies say that Apple is in clear violation of its September 2021 injunction by making it difficult to steer consumers to cheaper means to pay for digital content. Apple's conduct, for all practical purposes, entrenches anti-steering rules that the court found illegal, propping up Apple's excessive commissions and harming consumers and developers. Reddit priced its initial public offering at $34 per share, the top of its $31 to $34 range, valuing the company at $6.5 billion. Reddit makes its public market debut today, March 21st, under the ticker symbol RDDT. It will be the first major social media company to IPO since Pinterest's debut in 2019 and one of the very few venture-backed tech deals of the past 2 years. According to the Wall Street Journal, online retailers Temu and Shein have supplanted Walmart and Target as focal points in internal meetings related to retail. Temu has gone on an advertising blitz, spending billions of dollars and becoming the top advertiser by revenue on Meta platforms in 2023. Amazon executives believe customer trust and fast delivery will continue to give them a competitive advantage. Amazon's massive warehouse network and its millions of Prime subscribers are a barrier to new rivals in the U.S., but these factors are less prevalent overseas, where it could be more difficult for the company to defend itself against competitors. Elon Musk's neuroscience startup Neuralink live streamed an interview with its first patient, Nolan Arbaugh, on Wednesday. The 29-year-old quadriplegic is unable to move his arms or legs for nearly a decade, but using Neuralink's brain implant, he can now play chess as well as the game Civilization by using his mind. Neuralink completed its first implementation of its brain chip in January. The company previously stated that the operation was designed to trial the safety and effectiveness of the implant as well as medical procedures that install it. Glassdoor, one of the world's largest job and recruiting sites, made famous by allowing people to anonymously write reviews of their previous and current employers, bosses, and companies, has started adding people's full names and other personally identifiable information to user profiles without their consent. After integrating the professional networking app Fishbowl last July, which requires users to verify their identities, Glassdoor's terms of service changed to require all users to be verified. Users can remain anonymous, but the automatic adding of PII to their profiles raises concerns about data privacy. The browser company, makers of the Arc browser, raised $50 million in a round led by Pace Capital, bringing the company to a valuation of $550 million. Nasu Lumowen, the company's head of storytelling, exclusively confirmed the deal to TechCrunch. Now more than ever, we continue to believe that the successor to the personal computer is imminent, and it starts with the browser. We'll see you there, said Moen in a statement. At an event this week at the Game Developers Conference, Epic Games announced that it would charge a 12% fee for its App Store for games distributed via its alternative iOS game store in the EU. The 12% share of revenue is the same it charges on Windows and Mac. Customers will also have to pay Apple's 0.5 euro core technology fee for each first annual install after 1 million installs. The Epic Game Store charges developers nothing for free apps and only charges 12% for in-app purchases if they use the Epic Store for payment processing. And finally, just in time for March Madness, YouTube TV has begun rolling out MultiView on iPhone and iPad. The feature, which went live on TVs last year, allows users to watch up to four channels at once. Unfortunately, for Android users, MultiView won't arrive for a few months. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.